Thank you, President. Ireland aligns itself with the statements made on behalf of the European Union this week and adds the following remarks in our national capacity. President, we thank you for your efforts and those of the Implementation Support Unit and the Coordinating Committees over the past year and throughout this week. We'd also like to recognise the vital role youth play in mine action efforts and thank the Mine Action Fellows for their powerful words this morning. President, anti-personnel landmines are inherently indiscriminate weapons. Their use claims innocent lives in the present and for years to come through explosive remnants. They rob the poorest communities of land, which is vital for post-conflict recovery and development. The Mine Ban Treaty established a robust global norm against these devastating weapons, but today we are witnessing an active assault on this norm. According to the Landmine Monitor, in 2022 alone, there are at least 4,710 casualties of mines and explosive remnants of war, of which 85% were civilians. Ireland is deeply concerned by the use of these inhumane weapons by Myanmar and Russia and reports of use by Ukraine, our fellow state party. We thank Ukraine for providing an update on its investigation into the reports of use of landmines by the Ukrainian armed forces. We reiterate Ireland's unequivocal condemnation of all use of anti-personnel landmines in all instances and by all actors, and call all actors to immediately cease using these indiscriminate weapons. President, norms do not prevail through annually delivered words of commitment alone. Their survival demands that we defend our convention at all times and reiterate again and again our opposition to any and all actions which would undermine or contravene it. We are living in increasingly troubling times of global armed conflict. In my own region, large-scale war has returned to Europe as a result of Russia's illegal and unjustified war of aggression in Ukraine. A harrowing reality we thought had been left in the 20th century. But that does not mean that we bring the weapons of the past back to the present. On the contrary, it is now that we must redouble our efforts to reinforce and uphold the Convention. It is important to note the good progress which has been made and where we must prioritise efforts to ensure the Convention's continued responsiveness. To this end, we wholeheartedly welcome Eritrea's decisions to reverse their withdrawal from the treaty and submit an extension request. This sends a strong message to the world, underlining our continued commitment to ridding the world of these inhumane weapons. We commend the Presidency's steadfast efforts on this important achievement. Other positive developments include that gender and diversity perspectives are increasingly being mainstreamed across our work, and the appointment of gender and diversity focal points are proving successful. We are also grateful that your Presidency has focused on exploring the environmental aspects of convention implementation. And we wholeheartedly welcome your paper on green implementation and the important discussion it will nurture ahead of the FIT Review Conference next year. Looking ahead, the needs of mine victims and survivors must remain at the heart of our work. Risk education is also vital to mitigating the threats posed by anti-personnel mines. We are encouraged that very few states manufacture these weapons. Nevertheless, increased outreach to these states and continued universalization efforts are crucial. Notwithstanding the associated complexities of landmine clearance, we regret the increase in repeated extension requests, missed deadlines, and delayed implementation of convention commitments. Article 5 extension requests are an exceptional measure, and states must make every effort to complete their obligations in full and on time. We thank the Committee on Article 5 implementation for conducting informal consultations and developing a working paper containing recommendations to strengthen the extension request process. We reiterate our call for these discussions to continue next year with a view to adopting more concrete, actionable decisions at the FIT Review Conference. Mr. President, regarding the extension request submitted by Ukraine for a decision at this conference, Ireland joins others in supporting the Article 5 Committee's suggestion to agree an extension request of no more than 5 years in keeping with best practices. President, since 2006, Ireland has pledged an average of €3 million annually towards humanitarian mine action programs across the world. Additionally, the Irish Defence Forces continue to provide demining training teams and other support and utilise innovative technologies for the detection and clearance of mines, IEDs and ERW. President, Ireland remains firm in our belief that reinforcing and universalising this convention is critical to achieving a mine-free world, and we are wholly committed to this goal. Thank you.